Proclamation number 8076 of 10th of January, 1962. Blessing from the connection with God. You will achieve great spiritual gain if you often unite with me in thought, if you commune with me and thus turn away or withdraw from the earthly material world which will only ever satisfy the body but not the soul. But the soul receives strength from me, from every bond, because such a bond always means an opening of the heart for the illumination from me. Understand that contact only ever has to be established in order to guarantee an overflow of strength, and that every mental turning towards me creates such a contact which is of greatest blessing for the soul. I cannot have a determining effect on your will because it is free. Therefore you must seek the bond with me of your own accord. But you will never regret it, for you will never go empty-handed. You will always receive strength and grace from me because I can now illuminate you with my strength of love. The clearest form of this illumination is my word directly conveyed to you. But your soul can also receive an unusual impetus for loving activity, for spiritual activity. And this is always proof of my illumination of love, which you make possible yourselves through a conscious bond with me. But if you receive my word, then the blessing is inconceivable, because not you alone but countless spiritual beings are co-recipients who can draw strength from the word and mature. Every bond with me is a source of inexhaustible strength for you. Physically you don't feel anything of it, and that sometimes makes you indifferent. But your soul will thank you if you repeatedly switch me on in your thoughts. It matures itself, and it will not remain powerless, but spiritual strength will be at its disposal as often as it needs it. You only ever need to turn to me in thought, be it questions or requests which move you. Only ever come to me with them and thereby allow me to illuminate your open hearts, which results in every voluntary bond with me. And then you can also assume with certainty that you will be able to make spiritual progress. Because it cannot be otherwise when you receive strength from me than that it helps you to ascend. And thus every work of love will also establish a direct bond with me, because I myself am love. Because whoever remains in love remains in me and I in him. In your earthly life alone it is a matter of restoring the bond with me which you once voluntarily broke off. You turned away from me of your own free will, and you must turn to me again of your own free will. Then you will have passed your test of will on earth for the purpose of which your existence as a human being was given to you. The distance from me still exists when you enter embodiment as a human being. And only when you live a conscious life will you be able to reduce this distance, and blessed is he who kindles love within himself and thereby re-establishes the intimate bond with me. Blessed is he who often raises his thoughts to me and converses with me. Now I myself can influence him again as before, I can illuminate him with my love. And his earthly life will now not be an idle one either, he will bring the soul to its aim, for it is no longer powerless as it was at the beginning of its human existence, but it can constantly receive strength from me through the bond with me, and it will be able to mature and perfect itself while still on earth. The human being needs my strength. Although vitality is at his disposal, he needs spiritual strength to mature his soul, which he can only receive from me if he opens his heart, i.e., if he consciously turns to me in thought, in prayer and through loving activity. And I will truly provide you abundantly with strength, for I want you to return to me. I want you to become perfect. And I long for you who once came forth from my love and who shall find the way home again into their father's house. Amen.